9:08, time for business again from Brian Finn.
Thank you, Cathal. France is in recession again, new figures show. GDP fell by 0.2% in the first quarter. That, on top of a 0.2% contraction in the last quarter of 2012, saw it go back into recession. France's economy was last in recession at the beginning of last year and has continued to show considerable weakness since. Germany's economy, on the other hand, returned to modest growth in Q1, avoiding recession, but just about. It recorded a 0.1% growth in the January to March period. That followed a 0.7% decline in last year's fourth quarter. Drinks company CNC has reported a marginal increase in operating profit to just under 114 million euro in its annual results to end February. We can talk now to CEO Stephen Glancy. Stephen, operating profit up marginally, revenue down slightly, a mixed bag, but generally a satisfactory performance.
Yes, Brian, good morning. Yeah, we're quite pleased with the performance and clearly challenging economic environment, both in Ireland and Great Britain, and difficult weather conditions, but against that, great growth from our international business, including a lot of export out of Ireland into the US, and another fine performance from our Tennent's beer business.
Now, the cider market is very much at the mercy of the weather. Is a weakness in that sector largely weather-related, or is there a competition factor at play too?
It's a bit of both, Brian. I mean, the weather last year was poor, and that does impact cider. And equally, particularly in the UK, there's a lot of competition coming in from people at Carlsberg and Carling. But, you know, we fundamentally believe in the strength of the Magners brand. We continue to invest behind it. And one of the things I think this year you'll see is the resilience of the CNC model. Because of our beer business and internationalisation, we can afford to ride bad weather in our domestic markets.
Now, as part of that internationalisation, you purchased the Vermont Cider Company last year. Will you focus your energy on growing that brand, or are you hoping to introduce some more CNC products into the US market?
Well, we started already, Brian. I mean, Magners has now been rooted through the Vermont business, as are our English ciders, Gamers and Blackthorn. But basically, I mean, it's about Woodchuck, which is a US brand. So it's a domestic cider for the US market, and we'll overlay where we can Magners.
The Tennent's market has been performing particularly well. It's coming from a low base, I'd imagine.
Not at all. I mean, we bought that business 2.5 years ago. We've done fantastically well with it. You know, Tennent's lager is very strong in the Scottish on-trade, and we've introduced an ale, Caledonia Best, which we've also launched in Ireland. It's doing extremely well. It's the fastest growing ale in Scotland. And we're also exporting, rather like the Irish model, we're now exporting Scottish beer across the world.
Now, you're listed on Dublin and London, and there's been some speculation that you may join a host of other companies in leaving the Dublin market and listing primarily in London. Is there any truth in that, or do you have any plans to do so?
Brian, it's speculation. I mean, you know, you've seen what's happened over the last couple of years with some of the bigger companies leaving the Irish market. We're happy where we are. We're happy with the broking we get in Ireland. But we review it from time to time, as you'd expect any business in Ireland to do.
Just as a company, a fairly major company on the Irish stock market, what's the future for the market, given the departure of some very heavy hitters in the last while?
I mean, volumes in Dublin are down, and you know that has an impact in terms of the attractiveness of the market. But you know, we've been well serviced by the Dublin Exchange for a number of years, and we continue to get good coverage both in Dublin and London, with a lot of analysts following us, so it's not an issue for CNC.
Okay, Stephen Glancy, CEO of CNC, thank you for talking to us this morning. Now, low-cost airline EasyJet halved its losses in the first half of the year, helped by Easter falling earlier than a year ago and strong bookings from customers wanting to escape recent bad weather. The airline reported a pre-tax loss of £61 million to the end of March, traditionally a loss-making period. That compares to a loss of £112 million this time last year. Total revenues grew 9.3% to £1.6 billion, while revenue per seat grew 8.6%. Insurance company FBD has reported further market share gains and growth in income for the January to March period. In an interim management statement, the company says pre-tax profits are in line with expectations, with higher policy volumes mostly down to its no-nonsense insurance brand and growth in its business insurance. It says large claims are ahead of the norm for this time of year, but it expects that to settle out as the year progresses. On the currencies this morning, the euro buys $1.29 and just under 85 pence sterling, Gavin.
Thank you, Brian.